We continue now with Masechet Beitzot, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines or so from the top of the page. The Gemara is now referencing the Mishnah back on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, which, as you may recall, had three debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We have been focusing exclusively until this point on the first Machlokas regarding a Beitzot Shenol de Beyabdif, but now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah and highlights the second Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We know that the Torah tells us that on Pesach, one may not eat chametz, one may not derive benefit, hanafam chametz, and there's an iser, there's a prohibition of bal yera bayimotze, which means that one may not own chametz on Pesach. So the Mishnah on the Beis Amud Aleph recorded machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to what is the shear, the exact quantity of chametz and so'or that a person would violate the iser of bal yera bayimotze. Chametz is, of course, bread that has been allowed to turn into leavened bread. And so'or, so that is dough that is already fermented to the point that it can actually be used as a leavening agent. So the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says, B'shamay yomrim so'or b'kazayis, v'chametz b'koseves. B'shamay said that when it comes to these Rabbi Motzei, there's a different shear, there's a different amount between so'or and chametz. When it comes to so'or, the amount of is a kazayis, the size of an olive. When it comes to chametz, the shear is actually a little larger than that, koseves, which is about the size of a date. And this is obviously a difference between these two substances. Beis Hillel says, Zezavik is a kazayis. Beis Hillel says both of them have the same shear, namely a kazayis, that if a person owns a kazayis of chametz, or if he owns a kazayis of sa'or, he will be over the iser d'oraisa of bayra bayimatzer. So now, the Gemara over here on Zayin Rebeis says, my Taimayu de Beis Shammai. What is the reason for Beis Shammai? In other words, why is it that there is a difference, according to Beis Shammai, between Sa'or and Kazayas when it comes to the shear, the quantity that a person owns in which he would violate the Isser of Bayur Abayimatze? So the Gemara says as follows. Im Kain, Beis Shammai's reasoning goes along the following lines. Beis Shammai would say the following. If so, meaning, if it is true that the shear of Sa'or and Chametz is the same, so then lichtav rachmana chametz v'lo bayi Sa'or, then the Torah should just state the fact that there's an iser of owning chametz on Pesach, and it doesn't have to mention anything about Sa'or at all. V'anamin, and I would say on my own, umach chametz she'en chimutzo kasha b'kezayis, if chametz, which the properties of chametz are not as strong, that is, the leavening properties are not as strong as Sa'or, and yet the shear is a kezayis, so Sa'or she'chimutzo kasha lo kasha kein. So when it comes to leaven, which as we explained is dough which is fermented to the point that it can actually serve as a leavening agent for other bread, so it's really very, very strong properties, so kavachoma certainly it's going to have a shear of kazayas. So therefore, it says b'shamis or the kasav rachmana lamali, why then does the Torah go out of its way to tell us that there's a prohibition of bayra b'imatzeh when it comes to sa'or? It must be lamalcha to teach shira zeh shel zeh, lo kashira shel zeh. The reason why the Torah highlights or really mentions at all Sa'or in the context of the discussion is to point to the fact that there is a distinction between the shear, the amount, the quantity of chametz and Sa'or. Because if it were just to teach me that there is a prohibition, so on my own, I would have said if there's a prohibition of omen chametz and I violate that prohibition with the kazayis, then koshikin the kavachomer when it comes to Sa'or, shechimutzo kasha. So it must be the fact that the Torah goes ahead and says Sa'or at all, so highlights the fact that they both have a different shear. However, the Gemara tells us that Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai's logic. Beis Hillel say, no, tzrichi, that really the Torah has to mention both chametz and so'or. The ikaz v'rachman of so'or, had the Torah only mentioned so'or and not chametz, havamina mishum techimutzo kasha. I would have said the reason why the Torah is singling out so'or is because its leavening properties are very strong. Hava chametz techimutzo kasha, but chametz which does not have that strength, imalo. I would say that lo could mean one of two things. It could mean either there's no prohibition of bayra b'imatzeh at all, or perhaps it means there is a prohibition, but the shear is not a kazayis. Maybe it's a larger shear like a koseves. So therefore, tzricha, therefore the Torah has to say not only sa'or, but even chametz. V'ikaz v'rachman of chametz, and had the Torah only singled out chametz and not mentioned sa'or, so I would have said mishum deroi l'achila. The reason why chametz is being singled out is because it is edible. It's something that people can eat. Aval sa'or she'en roi l'achila. But sa'or which is not edible in that state. It could be used to produce chametz, but it itself is not edible. So Emelo, I would have said once again, there's no prohibition. So Tzricha, therefore, the Torah has to state explicitly that there's an issur by Rabbi Matzeh both by Seor and chametz, and therefore, unlike by Shammai, Beis Hillel says we cannot come to that conclusion that the only reason why the Torah is mentioning both is to tell us that Shi'uru Shazeh, look, Shi'uru Shazeh, that they have a different Shi'ur, a different quantity. That's not so. The reason why the Torah singles out Seor and chametz is because both of them need to be stated. Each one is its own chiddush. So now the Gemara continues. Ubei Shammai less lehudu Rebbe Zeira? Could it be that Beis Shammai does not agree with that which Rebbe Zeira taught? The Amar Rebbe Zeira said the following: Posach hakosov b'seor v'siyam b'chametz. The Torah begins its discussion mentioning seor and concludes the thought by mentioning chametz. Lo malacha to teach you zeh seor zeh chametz. That really they are the same, meaning they have the same halacha. What does this mean? So Rebbe Zeira is highlighting the fact that if you take a look at the Torah, the example that's being referred to over here is a pasuk from Parshas Bo. It's Perek Yud Beis and Shemos. The Torah says, "Shivas yomim seor lo yimatzei bevateichem." For 7 days, you should not have any against seor leaven in your home. Kichol ocham achmetzves, because anybody who eats chametz, minichus ha'nefesh ahimi adas yisrael bager uvezracha oretz. Anyone who eats chametz, this will be chayev kareis. So here you find, within the very same pasuk, the Torah begins a thought by speaking about seor, and finishes the thought by chametz, as if to suggest that they are really used here interchangeably, that they are the same. Well, we know they're not really the same, because there is a difference in terms of the properties, the qualities of chametz and seor. So Reb Zeira says, why is it that posach hakosa b'seor, that the Torah begins a thought by mentioning seor, and then seeing that very same thought is concluded with chametz? So lama lechatz to teach you, zehu seor zehu chametz, that the seor and chametz are really, halachically, again, they're considered to be one of the same. Now she says over here, kozeh kein zeh, whatever we apply to one, we apply to the other. So whatever the shear, whatever the amount is that we would say the isser is when it comes to seor, we would say the same with chametz, and vice versa. So it appears, therefore, that Beis Shammai do not agree with Reb Zeira's conclusion. So it says the Gemara, no. L'inyin achila kuli amalo pligi. When it comes to the prohibition of eating chametz, so everybody agrees with the Reb Zeira saying, and that is that chametz and seor are the same, and therefore the amount over there is going to be a kazayas. Ki pligi l'inyin biur. However, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is regarding the obligation to destroy, to remove chametz from one's possession. There, Beis Shammai savri lo yafinu biur me'achila. Beis Shammai says we do not assume that the halacha, that the obligation to remove chametz from one's possession, is derived from the isra achila. Beis Hillel savri yafinu biur me'achila. Beis Hillel say no, we do. We essentially say whatever is true by the isra achila is also true by the requirement to do biur, which of course leads to the prohibition by Rabbi Yamatzeh. So says the Gemara, Beis Shammai could still hold Rabbi Zeira's concept of shiur of zehu chametz zehu seor. That could be. However, how it's applied, whether that applies to only achila or even the obligation of biur, so that's machlokes. That's the point of distinction between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara now quotes two outside sources which support this particular theory. Itmar Nami, says the Gemara, it was also said, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Machlokes l'inyin biur, aval l'inyin achila debir akol zeh v'zeh b'gazayis. That the machlokes between Vishama and Hillel is only regarding the obligation of biur, again, the removal of chametz from one's possession. However, regarding achila, regarding the prohibition of eating chametz, so everybody agrees, zeh v'zeh b'gazayis. The isur of chametz, the isur of seor, it's going to be an isur of gazayis. Tanya Rami Hachu, we have a braisa, which supports this particular approach as well. The pasuk says, "V'lo yirei l'cho chametz, v'lo yirei l'cho seor." The Torah says, once again, you should not have chametz in your possession. You should not have seor. Zehu machlokes shebein Beis Shammai v'Beis Hillel. So the Braisa says this. In other words, the subject of this pasuk, this is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai yomim seor b'kazayis, v'chametz b'koseves. Beis Shammai says that the prohibition of owning chametz, of owning seor on Pesach, is going to be with the shear kezayis, and when it comes to chametz, so then the shear is going to be a larger one, a shear koseves. Beis Hillel say zeva zeba kezayis. Beis Hillel says no, that even when it comes to the yisur by Rabbi Matzeh, zeva zeba kezayis, that the shear is exactly the same. So the Gemara essentially concludes this discussion by telling us, first of all, we saw the basis of Machlokas between Bishamai and Beis Hillel. Bishamai's position is predicated upon the assumption that the Torah did not have to tell us that there was a prohibition of own chametz anyway. We could have derived the prohibition as well as applied it based on a Kal v'chomer from Seor alone. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us the prohibition of chametz shows us that the shear is different. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel tells us that the Torah has to tell us both Seor and Chametz, and either one could not be derived from the other. And therefore, since the Torah tells us that there's a prohibition of owning Chametz, and the Torah tells us that there's a prohibition of owning Seor, so therefore we have no reason to come to the conclusion that the Shear should be different. The Shear should be the same. Shiro shalzeh, kishiro shalzeh. And then again, the Gemara shows us that this machlokes is only regarding the issur by Rabbi Matzeh, but our assumption is when it comes to the issur of achila, the prohibition of eating chametz, so Bisham and Bishila both agree that the shear is going to be the same, namely a shear of kezayis. The Gemara now continues to analyze the third machlokes in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It's kedai to just go back to Beis Amud Aleph for a moment and to reacquaint ourselves with that segment of the Mishnah before we go on to the Gemara over here. So the Gemara Beis Amud Aleph, I'm sorry, the Mishnah, and Beis Amud Aleph teaches Hashochet Chayva of Biyamtif, that one who shechts a chaya, which is a wild, non-domesticated animal, or an oaf, which is a bird, on Yamtif, Bishamay say, Yachpor Bidekir Yechasa. Bishamay Yomrim, this person may go ahead and dig the dirt with a spade and use that to cover the blood, because there's a mitzvah of Kisi Adam, the Torah tells us that whenever you shecht the chayer oaf, you have to cover the blood with afar. And so therefore, Beis Shammai says, if you go ahead and you shecht the chayv yofim nyanta, if you go ahead and you could dig dirt in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam. Beis Hillel amrim, no. Lo yishchod elim kein hayelo afar muchan mibad yom. Beis Hillel say, you should not shecht a chayv yofim l'chadchila unless you actually had afar muchan mibad yom, unless you actually had earth that was muchan, that was set aside, that was prepared beforehand. Umodim. However, Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai Shim Shachat that if you already went ahead and you did shecht the chayah of the oaf, even though you didn't have offer prepared, so then at that point, Shiach Par Bedek of Yechas, at that point you can go ahead and you can dig in order to obtain dirt which will be used to cover the blood. So now the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis, we are in the fifth wide line in the Gemara, Hashochet Chayah of the Oaf B'Yamtif. So says the Gemara, Hashochet, the Evidin Chachila Lo. The Gemara begins an analysis of this Mishnah by making a very important observation, and that is that this discussion begins in the Mishnah with the word Hashochet. Hashochet means one who slaughtered. One who slaughtered implies that this is only after the fact. This is what we call the Evid. If it was done already, so then we have this discussion. However, L'chachila, one should not go ahead and actually shecht the Chayav Yofen Yomtiv. On the other hand, continues the Gemara, Ema Seifa, if you look on in the Seifa that we just read in the Mishnah, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Lo Yishchot, it says Beis Hillel say you should not shecht. Michlal, this clearly seems to imply the Tanakhama Sover Yishchot. The Tanakhama says you can in fact go ahead and shecht the Chachila. So the Gemara points out that there seems to be an inherent contradiction within the first line in the Mishnah and the second. The Mishnah begins this discussion by telling us Hashochet, which implies the Evidin L'chadchila Lo, but in the Sefer, then the Sefer goes on to say, Beis Hillel say Lo Yishchot L'chadchila, which seems to imply that according to Tanakhama, you can in fact go ahead and Shecht L'chadchila. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, Halo Kashya, this is not a problem. Lo Yishchot V'yichasek Ha'amar. What Beis Hillel means to say is not that you should not go ahead and Shecht L'chadchila. What he means is that after you have Shechted the chayav of the oaf, you should not go ahead and do the kisur l'chadchila. So it's not really a machlokas whether or not you should shecht l'chadchila. The question is whether you can shecht and do the kisur l'chadchila. So it says in the Gemara, but that's not true, because they must seifa, because if you take a look, the seifa goes on to say, umodim, that Beis Hillel are modim to Beis Shammai im shachat, that if you already did shecht it, that you can go ahead and dig earth in order to go ahead and do the kisur. Michlal, this implies the reisha lav d'yevet hu. This implies that the Reisha is not talking about a case of b'dievet after the fact, but rather l'chadchila, whether I can go ahead and shecht the chayu, the of l'chadchila. So the Gemara points out that the way we're reading the Mishnah right now is difficult, because the word ashochet implies b'dievet, that somebody shechted b'dievet even though l'chadchila he should not have done so. But the Mishnah goes on to talk about Shechting L'Charchila. So, obviously, the way we're reading the Mishnah right now is going to be problematic. So the Gemara is going to present several possible ways to reconcile this inherent problem within the Mishnah. So Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Hochi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Hashochet Shabo Limlach. A shochet who comes to ask a question. Ketzar Omelosh, what should we tell him? B'shamay say, this is what you should say. Omelo, you should tell him, Shchot, Shecht, Chafor, go ahead and dig the earth from the ground, V'chasei, and do the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. You should not go ahead and shecht unless you had offer muchon beforehand. Rashi explains over here, hashochet shebo limlach, avagav, even though the hashochet the alma the eved. Generally speaking, when we see a word like that, hashochet in the Mishnah, that implies that the shechita occurred already, and we're only having this discussion after the fact. Al korchach, we're forced to say hacha, L'charchila. We're forced to say over here that this is a question, not after the fact, but L'charchila. And rather than read Hashochet as the one who slaughtered, we're going to read it Hashochet, a slaughterer, one who shechts for a living. This is what he does. Sheba Lishchot, who's coming now, he wants to do a shechita, Uba Limlachlan, and he comes and he asks us a shayla, Mayasa, what should he do? Im Yishchotim Lav, should I shecht or not? Ho, ve'in lo offer tituach, there, since I don't have offer that was prepared beforehand, so b'shamay yomim etc. That's machlokes b'shamay im yishilo. So Rabbi tells us that the word hashochet over here doesn't mean as it normally would mean one who shechted already, but rather hashochet means one who comes l'charchila to shecht. What should we tell him? Rabbi Yosef presents a slightly different version of Rabbi's explanation. Rabbi Yosef says hachikomer. This is what the Mishnah says: hashochet shebali malech, a shochet who comes in order to again ask a shayla as to whether or not he can shecht l'charchila, even though he doesn't have any earth prepared to do the kisui. Ketzad omer lo, what should we tell him? B'shamay omrim, b'shamay say, omer lo, we say the following: lech, go ahead; chafor, go ahead and dig up dirt; shchot, shecht the chicken or the chayev; v'chasei, and do the mitzvah kisui. Beis Hillel omer, and Beis Hillel say, lo yishchot elam kein hayila ofer muchan ribod yom. You should not go ahead and shecht l'charchila unless you have Afar Muchan, earth that was prepared from beforehand. Now, that sounds remarkably similar to Rabbah. What is the difference between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah? So if you look very carefully, you'll see the differences in the order of instructions, according to Beishamai. Right? Because according to Rabbah's version, Beishamai said, Omelo, we say the following, Shchot, Shecht first, Chafor, then go ahead and dig up the earth, V'chasei, and then do the Kisui, then cover the blood. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's slightly different. Omer, we say to him, Lech, go ahead, Chafor, dig the dirt first, Shechot, then go ahead and Shecht, and then V'chasei, and then afterwards cover it. So the Gemara is now going to try to understand, on a deeper level, the machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Omer, Abai, the Rabbi Yosef. So Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Lema mar v'rabbah, b'dirab zera amarav ka miflegisu. Are we saying that you and Rabbah, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah, are arguing within the din of Rav Zeira in the name of Rav Rav? Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav, because Rav Zeira taught in the name of Rav, Hashochet, Tzorach Shiyitin, Ofer Lamata, Ofer Lamala. The one who shechs a chayef of has to place earth both beneath the blood as well as on the top of the blood. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'shafach es damo, literally, you spill its blood, meaning you do the shechita, V'chisohu ba'ofer, and it is covered be'ofer in the earth. So the Gemara comments, Ofer lo nemar, it doesn't say you should cover it with dirt, with earth, elo be'ofer, in the earth. So Melame, this is teaching, Shashochit tzach shi'itin ofer lamatav, ofer lamala, that when you shecht, you have to have earth below and above. In other words, you must have prepared ofer beforehand before you do the shechita. This way, the blood is going to spill on top of the ofer, and then you're going to cover it with another layer of ofer. So maybe the Mar Islay the Reb Zeira, maybe, therefore, says Abaye, you, Reb Yosef, you hold of Reb Zeira. And that's why you suggest that according to Beit Shammai, we say to the Shochet, go ahead, Lech, Chafor, go ahead and dig the earth, have earth ready, and then Shchot, and then go ahead and Shecht, then V'chasei, then cover it with another layer of earth. But Rabbi Leslay the Reb Zeira. But maybe Rabbi doesn't hold of Reb Zeira at all. And so therefore, according to Rabbi, there's no need to go ahead and prepare the earth beforehand, because the mitzvah of kisui is only to place a layer of afar on top of the blood, but it doesn't have to be afar below. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi Yosef says back to Abaye, Bein l'didi, bein l'rabba, islam l'Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, both I and Rabbi agree with Rabbi Zeira fundamentally, namely that you have to have Here we are arguing about the following point. Rabba Sava, Rabba holds Iika Afilamata in Ilolo, that if there is already earth that is prepared, that is below, and that you're going to shecht on top of that, good. So then it's permissible to go ahead according to Bishamil Chachil and Shecht, and then go ahead and dig more dirt. But if you don't have earth that's already prepared below, you should not. Why? Because we're worried, that you're going to go ahead and dig dirt, and then you may change your mind and say, you know what, I'm not going to shecht. In which case, you just violated an issur d'oraisa for no reason whatsoever. So Rabba is concerned, according to Rabba, Bishamay is concerned, rather, that you should not go ahead and dig before you shecht. So if you have earth beforehand, no problem. So then you can go ahead and shecht, and then after you shecht, you can go ahead and dig more in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisei adam after the fact. Ulididi, however, says Rabbi Yosef, according to me, ha'adifa, I say no, it's better not to place this restriction, the ilo sharisle, because if I did not allow him l'chachila to go ahead and dig up dirt before shechting, so if he doesn't have, he's not going to do so, and asi l'mnuyim is simchas yamtif, and this will prevent him from being able to fulfill the mitzvah of simchas yamtif properly, because you won't have chicken for lunch. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef said the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba is not whether you require afar lamata and lamala. We both agree with Rabbi Zeir in the name of Rav that you require afar lamala lamata. That's true. The question over here is if you don't have afar lamata, whether or not you could still proceed according to Shammai, whether you could still proceed with the shechita only to do a chafira to go and dig up the dirt after the fact. Rabba says, in my opinion, according to Beis Shammai, no. If you don't have a prepared, then don't proceed, because if you go ahead and you do a chafira, if you dig up the dirt and then you decide to shecht, so you will violate your nisun d'oraisa for no reason. But Rabbi Yossi says, according to me, Beis Shammai does not place that restriction because they are concerned of minui simchas yomtiv, that this will go ahead and prevent one from being able to properly fulfill the mitzvah of celebrating yomtiv.